Chapter 1. The Inheritance. Harry Johnson was born in a place called Wollongong, Australia. Wollongong is situated near Sydney and the Tasman Sea, the part of the Pacific that is between Australia and New Zealand. It is known as the entrance to the south coast of New South Wales. Harry lived with his parents, Colin and Mary Johnson. Every summer, he went to stay with his grandfather, Colonel Arthur Johnson, in his country home near Sydney. Arthur adored Harry, who was his only grandchild, and cared for him as a son. Arthur taught young Harry how to ride a horse, and they spent many happy hours riding together. On his 10th birthday, Harry received the best present ever, his own horse, which he called Frisco.
"Harry, don't forget to give Frisco food regularly," Harry's grandfather used to say, "and don't forget to brush him when you return from a long ride."
Colonel Arthur Johnson knew that this would teach his grandson how to be a responsible person, something that would be essential in his future career in the army. Most of the men in Harry's family were important people in the army. His father and grandfather were both colonels, and in the past, every man in Harry's family had joined the Australian Army. It was expected that Harry would continue the tradition. So at 17, the tall, blonde young man left his home and joined the Australian Armed Forces Academy to train as an officer. Harry worked very hard at the academy. His day began at 4:30 a.m. After he had put on his uniform and boots, he and the other future officers usually ran 10 kilometers, carrying very heavy bags on their backs. Each bag contained 20 kilos of equipment. At first, it was hard for Harry to run such a long distance with the heavy equipment, but he soon got used to it. He became very athletic and healthy. The cadets at the academy were taught to be excellent leaders. Harry studied hard and passed all his exams. At the age of 21, he completed his training and graduated with the rank of lieutenant. The graduation ceremony took place at the academy, and all the officers' families were invited. Harry's parents and grandfather were there to watch him graduate from the academy. At the end of the ceremony, Arthur approached Harry.
"I'm very proud of you, young man," said Arthur, "and I know that your parents are proud of you too."
"Thank you, grandfather," said Harry, smiling. Harry had to stay at the academy for a few more days. After that, he would have a 3-week holiday. When he returned, he would be in the regular army. He hoped he would see some military action, along with many of the other officers who had graduated. He had trained for a long time, and he was ready for it. When Harry arrived home from the academy, his parents told him that his grandfather had suffered a heart attack.
"Why didn't you tell me sooner?" he asked his parents.
"I'm sorry, Harry," his mum replied. "We knew you were coming home today, so we preferred to wait and tell you in person, not on the phone."
Later that day, Harry's parents accompanied him to the hospital near his grandfather's house, an hour's drive from the centre of Sydney. Arthur was asleep in bed, and the family doctor was standing next to him. The doctor took Harry and his parents outside the room.
"I've got some bad news for you. Colonel Johnson is very weak," the doctor told them. "I'm really sorry," he continued, looking very unhappy, "but I have to prepare you for the worst."
Harry didn't want to hear any more. He ran inside the room, devastated by the news, and sat on the side of the bed, close to his grandfather. Then he took the old man's hand in his. Arthur slowly opened his eyes and turned his head to face Harry. The old man tried to speak, but he was too weak.
Harry stayed with him for a long time, feeling desperate and sad. He held his grandfather's hand until the old man took his last breath. A couple of weeks later, an important-looking letter arrived from Colonel Arthur Johnson's solicitor. The Colonel had left a will, and the solicitor wanted to know when it would be convenient for the Johnsons to come to his office for the reading of the will. Harry's father phoned the solicitor and organised a meeting for 10 a.m. the following Thursday. "Harry, you must come with us," said Mr. Johnson. "Grandpa has left you something in his will." Thursday arrived. Harry and his parents got to the solicitor's office at exactly 10 a.m. As the solicitor read the contents of the will, Harry thought how much he missed his grandfather and of the happy times they had spent together when he was a boy. "To my son, Colin Johnson," the solicitor looked at Mr. Johnson and said, "I leave the sum of $15,000 Australian. Then the solicitor looked over his glasses at Harry. "And to my grandson, Harry Johnson, I leave my house and the sum of $25,000 Australian. Harry couldn't believe what he had just heard. His eyes filled with tears. "Grandpa was always so generous," he thought sadly, "but all the money in the world won't bring him back." Before they left the solicitor's office, Harry and his father had to sign some documents, and then they were each given a cheque for the sums written in the will. On his way home, Harry thought about what he was going to do with the money. He knew his grandfather would want him to act responsibly, so Harry decided to put most of the money in the bank and use the rest to pay for his dream holiday, a cruise. A couple of months later, Harry had some time away from the army, so he went to the nearest travel agency and asked about cruises. The travel agent gave him a few pamphlets, which Harry took home. When he arrived home, Harry put the pamphlets on the kitchen table and studied each one. "How am I going to make a decision?" he thought. "They all look like such fun." Suddenly, the pamphlet Harry was holding fell open on a page showing pictures of a Pacific cruise. "This is the cruise for me," Harry said to himself. "It'll be a fantastic holiday, one I'm sure I'll never forget."